Why does people have these inclinations to do immoral, unethical things and develop bad habits? According to the scriptures, the word dharma. Dharma means one's constitutional nature. The dharma of sugar is that it is sweet. The dharma of the chili pepper is that it is hot. The dharma of water is it is liquid. In an artificial situation, you could make the water solid, but actually, as soon as it's put in a natural environment, it melts, because its nature is liquid. So what is the dharma of every living being? To serve. Everyone is always engaged in some type of service to someone. Either we're serving our employer or we're serving our employees. We're serving our husband, our wife, our parents, our children. We're serving, when we pay taxes, we're serving the government. When we have a business, we're serving our customers. And everyone is serving the dictations of their mind and their senses. Now, what is Sanatan Dharma? Sanatan Dharma means the original nature, which is the origin of this propensity to serve. The nature of the soul is that it is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. And as the part, Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nitya Das, our nature is to serve God. Our nature is to love God. Anandamayo Byashat. In that love, there is ecstasy. There is fullness. There is richness. There is happiness. But when we have forgotten that love within ourselves, when we have forgotten the art of living in the service of the Lord, then we have to fill that need for pleasure, that need for shelter, somewhere, in something. So people take shelter of gross and subtle forms of material gratifications, and they become addicted to it.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.